AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he believes the hostages being held by Hamas will be freed.
I've been talking with the people involved every single day. I believe it's going to happen, but I don't want to get into detail.
What's your message for the families?
Hang in there. We're coming.
Palestinian authorities are calling for a ceasefire to evacuate 36 newborns and other patients trapped inside Gaza's biggest hospital. Hamas-Israel fighting continues in that area around the hospital. At least three people were killed near Columbus, Ohio, in the crash of a semi-truck and a charter bus carrying children. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Officials say the charter bus was transporting students from a school in eastern Ohio. There were a total of 57 people aboard the bus when it was rear-ended by a semi-trailer. The accident occurred shortly after 9 a.m. on Interstate 70 West in Licking County. That's about 30 miles outside of Columbus. The cause was not immediately known. Numerous emergency responders were at the scene, and Ohio Department of Transportation cameras from the area showed smoke coming from the crash site. The highway was closed in both directions. I'm Julie Walker.
A new report says the world is off track in its efforts to curb global warming in 41 of 42 important measurements and is even heading in the wrong direction in six crucial ways. A judge in North Dakota ruled he won't immediately block the state's ban on gender-affirming health care for minors. The government says illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier, ending a three-month streak of big increases. The government says inflation slowed last month, and a sign the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to cool the consumer price spikes. European Union nations acknowledge they may be on the way to failing Ukraine on their promise of providing the ammunition the country dearly needs. This is AP News. Fewer people are going to Home Depot. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home, a change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise, and Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. Home Depot's CEO says they are seeing some pressure in some big-ticket items, that refrigerator that many of us would buy on credit. Well, credit's grown very expensive now as a result of the Fed's fight to rein in inflation. The battle has raised the cost of credit cards, mortgages, and loans for home improvement. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.